Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's do star up, star down with the actual game and your review of it at 877-881-1053. Let's talk about the guy that really set the Cowboys up for the game-winning field goal from Greg Zuerlein. The guy that I tried to trade last week, Michael Gallup, getting it done.
Dalton in the gun, Elliott to his right, snap back, four-man rush, deep ball down the right side for Gallup, caught it at the 15-yard line.
He caught that ball on the way down.
Yeah.
You know, when you shoot a jump shot, you're supposed to release it at the top of your jump.
Right.
When you go for a jump ball in football, you're supposed to catch at the top of the leap. Michael Gallup, and again, yesterday I tweeted, where's Gallup? Because he's usually the big play guy down the sidelines for this team somehow, some way. Makes the toe touch. He makes the toe touch grab where he gets the feet down, and then he goes up, comes down, and still catches the football to basically win it for the Cowboys.
No idea how he stayed in bounds on that second one. Not a clue. Not a clue. And
I was trying to be Bill Belichick. You mean on the first one, how he stayed in bounds? The second one was when he was coming down, right?
Right, but he was so close to the sideline.
The second foot.
The second foot, yeah.
So listen to me real quick. I was trying to like outthink the room like Belichick. That play, I was worried about it being reversed, right? So the Cowboys are trying to kill clock, and Gallup catches that, gets the two feet in, we think,
right.
And then they're letting the clock run down. They had one timeout left. I was like, do you rush up to the line there and spike the football so that you run a play before the other team challenges it and reverses it? Because if it gets reversed, you lose twice because you've let the clock run all the way down. You got to go back to the initial spot of the ball. You don't get the field position, and you have to go back, you know, towards midfield. Did you think about that? I was like, go up, run a play, spike the football, and then, you know, the clock is still stopped, or you can run another play and call a timeout.
Just take a knee. That's what I would have done.
And then call your timeout.
Right. Well, no, forget the timeout. Right? I mean, take a knee, and then, let the clock run down, then call it. Yes. But I would have taken a knee there, right? Because then you keep letting the clock run, and then the next play has already happened.
Yeah.
So
just run a play. Because I was like, this might get – who knows? The Vikings lost last night because of a screwy official call.
Yeah.
They called that a fumble by Kirk Cousins. I would be going crazy if I was a Viking fan this morning. They screwed them on that. That was an incomplete pass. They called it a fumble to end the game. Anyway, sorry. Michael Gallup coming up big. Where were you going with it?
Listen, he's the only guy that they have that can – I don't want to say the only guy that can make that play, but he's their only deep threat right now. Like, he's their main deep threat. Now, the other guy, you know, CD could do it, and Amari could do it, but Michael does it more than anybody else on this team. And, you know, that's his play. Like, that's his sort of play. And he's not the quintessential jump ball guy either. He's not Randy Moss.
Right.
But he is their sort of deep threat, and he's got a – at that stage of the game, he had a ton of value to him yesterday, and kudos to him for staying with it because you're right. Where was Gallup? Where was he?
And again, it's just one particular media member who will join us on Thursdays. I don't understand, you know, why he can't grasp the concept of a trade. I'm not
so
trading
much
Michael Gallup.
Going on so much.
I know. Just put my name in it. Nui Scruggs,
oh, no.
Barry Church, all of them. Just tag me in it. We can go back and forth. You got my phone number. You can text me. It's a dumb idea. All the trade ideas, anyway, got flushed after Tyron got hurt. So we erased that last week. Any idea about saving this season and trying to make this team a competitor? Totally flushed when Tyron Smith got hurt. But Michael Gallup coming up big in the clutch for the Cowboys, and props to Andy Dalton for throwing the pass as well. Star up Michael Gallup.
And another star up for Andy Dalton for being ready. How many quarterbacks, backup quarterbacks, guys who have been starters for years and years and years, are just collecting paychecks? Right? They're just collecting paychecks back there. They're not really paying attention to the meetings. They're not really doing this, or they're not really practicing. You know,
most guys, you know, when they go in, they're going to throw, if there was a Vegas in-game betting app for the Cowboys, you knew he was going to throw a screen, or you know he was going to throw like a 2-yard pass, easy pass. And I thought that they were just going to keep doing that. I tweeted, let the guy throw 4 or 5 yards down the field so that they can win this football game. And then he eventually uncorked it and unleashed it. And finally, the Cowboys have a competent backup quarterback. This has been a problem around here for years. Oh, we'll go with Mike White. We'll go with Kellen Moore. You know, we'll go with these backup scrubs. That the season would be over this morning any other year that the Cowboys have chosen the backups that they have, and it is not, maybe that's a bad thing, we'll get into that at 6:20, it is not because Andy Dalton is your quarterback, one of the best backups in the league.
Put some respect on Mike White's name. That was a really good interview we had with him after practice one day. He was funny.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah,
it was
very good. It was
about as generic as his name.
Stop it.
All right, let's go. Star up, right. Star down.
Star up here. Hey, how about this? Star up to opening up the playbook. It wasn't the Philly special. It wasn't the dilly-dilly. It was the dacky-dacky.
Elliott in motion and sets up to Prescott's right. Giants, they're going to reverse. Wilson's going to throw to Prescott. Prescott caught it at the goal line. Touchdown, Wilson to Prescott.
Man, I love that.
I thought you were going to give a star up with the way you were setting that up to Jason Garrett for opening up the play. Yeah. Where did those? Where the hell did those plays come from? Did we see a flea flicker here in a decade? And this mofo wants to run in here and call reverses and fake reverses and flea flickers on the first drive. Screw you, Jason.
Man, I'm convinced of two things now. One, that Jason sabotaged Wade Phillips. And two, that Jason sabotaged himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, seriously. I have not, the Giants, there was plays they ran. I'm like, where the hell was that? That looked like a regular football team. That looked like a 2020 NFL football team that stretches for this game. And I was like, where the heck is that been? That's normal. And, you know, he doesn't have the talent that he had here. Maybe that's what he's thinking. I have to open up the playbook because I don't have the talent. Well, dude, how about do both? How about act like you don't have the talent when you have the talent?
He was definitely thinking, I'm going to trick this. Everyone thinks I'm boring and lack creativity. Here you go. I'm going to unleash it all on the first drive as the Giants go up 14 points. But back to the Dacky Dacky or whatever your poll question named it.
Let's see. I also had the McCarthy, the Tutty Tutty, the whatever. All you want, the Dally Dally. You can call it the Dally Dally. That's a cool one. I loved that. Throw something out, some other wrinkle in there. It doesn't really matter. I mean, their chances are they were going to score that possession anyway. But throw a wrinkle in. You never know when you're going to need that. We've seen teams do that before and fail. We've seen teams do that and succeed. Throw it out there. The Patriots and the Eagles aren't the only ones that are allowed to run that. We all are.
Of course. And look, that gave them the lead. That was a 24-20 lead. The Giants had not given up. Wait, let me get that right. That gave them the 24-20 lead, and people are comparing it, you know, Philly special. I went back and watched the pass that Foles caught. Cedric Wilson's degree of difficulty on the throw was so much more impressive. Like, Cedric Wilson put that in the corner of the end zone. And there were some defenders closing in, but Dak ends up catching it, and that was a fantastic play for the Cowboys to give them the 24-20 advantage. Here's a play that I thought was the momentum swinger in the game. I thought this really changed things for the Cowboys, and it may be one of your top three or your top five plays later in the show that decided the outcome.
They fake to Gallman, and Jones fumbles the ball and is picked up by the Cowboys, and running down the left side, it is Anthony Brown. Welcome back from the injured list, 30 yards for number 30 on the fumble recovery on the sack.
I thought that was the play that changed the momentum. So here are the Giants giving the Cowboys another awful start. It's 17-3, and then Zeke had a one-yard touchdown that made it 17-10, and bam, there's some life back in the building. Tank shows up in the backfield with the strip sack. Anthony Brown, who had been on IR, just gets activated this past weekend, and he scoops it up easily and ends up scoring. And I thought that right there changed the momentum, Choppy, to make it 17-17. So a huge star up for DeMarcus Lawrence with that game-changing play, in my opinion.
That was game-changing. It really was. And, you know, the offense wasn't doing a ton at the time. The defense was allowing everything to go through them. Everything at that moment of the game.
And that was DeMarcus's first sack of the season. The Cowboys scored. These two teams scored in bunches yesterday quickly. That was the second touchdown for the Cowboys in 91 seconds. So that made it 17-17, star up for Tank and Anthony Brown's return.
And by the way, quick clarification, DeMarcus Lawrence's first sack of the season or first sack in 13 games. But, you know, just continue.
Wow. Either one.
Wow.
You know, I got a there's a star down that I have. And this it didn't really impact the game because it got called back. The fake field goal.
Yes.
The absolute unreadiness. This special team stinks, guys. It is not ready to play.
Awful.
Really bad.
Awful.
And
awful.
I'll tell you, they got lucky on that play too, because that was a ticky-tack. That was a ticky-tack penalty. And the Giants scored two touchdowns in this game that were called back by penalties. And yes. Romo talked about it. If you're a Cowboys fan, you're like, yeah, it's a penalty. If you're a Giants fan, you're like, yeah, that ain't a penalty, guys.
There was All right, explain to me the pick play one. I don't even know the daggone rule anymore on the pick play.
Yeah.
And was Romo trying to say it was a good call or a bad call with Slayton scoring in the end zone and then that getting called back?
I think he was trying to say it was as subjective as it gets and that some refs will see it as a bad call and some will see it as a good call. But yeah. I guess if you're just running a route and you're not doing a designed pick. This is where Belichick really kind of changed the game, and where did Joe Judge come from, right? So if you're running a regular route and you're not deliberately trying to pick the guy, then it's not a pick play. If your job is only to pick, that's a bad play.
But you're absolutely right about this football team in general. One of my big criticisms of Jason Garrett, he may have them ready to play on game day. They may not quit on him, but Jason Garrett will never win you a game because of a coaching advantage. Ever.
Ever.
This team is the same thing and maybe worse. We will be out-schemed, we'll be out-tricked, we'll be out-thought. And Bones Fossil and Mike McCarthy are right there together. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. And they are so lucky that that left tackle moved and was not set in position because they got bailed out. And to me, that's something that could happen to the Cowboys over and over and over and over and over again. They can always either outthink themselves with a bad decision or get caught. And I have no faith in this coaching staff or these players not getting caught multiple times. They're not a sharp, smart football team.
Yeah, like you're right. I mean, Jason wouldn't win you a game, but I don't think he would lose you too many either. Now, last year may have been different because I think the team quit on him, and it was time for him to go anyway. Just they had quit. But he wouldn't, over the course of 10 years, he didn't lose you too many games. You know, this coaching staff's already lost them a game or two. It potentially could have lost this one. And just the lack of preparation or attention to detail, I mean, that play was he's just kind of loafing back to the sideline. I mean, how does somebody not key on him?
I can't get that play out of my mind. I really can't. Let me get a star up to the guy who gets crushed around here. A lot of it deservedly so. The swiper.
Ooh.
Some of the swipes were called for yesterday. Some of them were not called for. I'm going to give a star up, actually, to Jalen Smith.
Third and 12. Snap is back. Rush steps up. Hit. Buried. Jalen Smith and Everson Griffin.
I had Jalen on my star down to start the game, and then he's on my star down and star up. One of the few to ever make both lists. Romo was calling him out a little bit. He's sitting there tripping over himself to try to celebrate. He's doing his cel- I used to just sit there and get mad and freak out when Jalen Smith celebrated with the swipe, and now I look for it. Like, I have this sick anticipation to watch him do it, laugh, and then watch the internet call him a clown with the way he celebrates. But I thought, a lot of people said he played his best game of the year yesterday for the Cowboys. It certainly seemed to improve as the game went on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.